In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
This is D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution here with the 263rd episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. We're going to title this episode, What the Assistant Coaches Had to Say. We're going to hear from running backs coach Dej Kitchings. First, Charles London, the quarterback's coach. Gary Emanuel, the defensive line coach, and tight ends coach TJ Yates. Don't have to listen to me that much this week. We just want to hear what the assistant coaches had to say during their availability. There are also stories up on AJC.com. Kitchens talking about the running back situation and why he's fine with them not drafting a running back. Charles London is a staunch Matt Ryan supporter. Gary Emanuel, who coached Robert Mathis at the Indianapolis Colts in 13 when he had 19.5 sacks. Pretty straightforward defensive line coach. And of course, we all know TJ Yates, former backup to Matt Ryan, has started a coaching career, and he will be the passing game specialist. So here is Coach Dej Kitchings. Came over from South Carolina. He was a high school star in the state. Right outside of Columbia, started at Furman, a little speedy running back. Got drafted by the Chiefs, but let's hear from Coach Desmond Kitchens.
His running back's coach and I are good buddies, so got some really good background on him. And, you know, guy entering his third year, you know, should take capitalize on this opportunity coming up to be able to help us win some games next year. You know, big body guy, you know, played in the pro-style offense in college, had some production here as a rookie, and hopefully he can be productive for us going forward.
And the undrafted kids, Hawkins and Huntley, what did y'all see in both of those guys since y'all didn't draft anybody?
Yeah, so starting with Hawkins, again, some familiarity with him, not only myself, but Coach Leffert, who coached him at Louisville, but at the time I was at North Carolina State playing against him in 2019. You know, and Hawkins brings an element that's kind of we don't have in the room right now from the speed standpoint. He has elite speed, the ability to create some explosive big plays. So that was appealing to add him as an undrafted free agent with that. He's tough for his size. You know, obviously had a productive career there at Louisville. Caleb Huntley, I liked him on film, you know, kind of a local kid from down the South Atlanta area. Played at Ball State, but brings a little bit more physicality as a kind of a bigger back, got really good quick feet. You know, I've enjoyed getting to know the kid through the process here, and really excited for his opportunity here as well.
Thank you, Coach. All right, that was Coach Kitchens on the running back situation. He was talking about Olesen, then we were on the backup guys. We had already moved past Mike Davis. So here's Coach London. Quarterback's coach from Dunwoody High, ATL, went to play running back at Duke.
Yeah.
And looking at Matt's game and evaluating, you know, how he's where he's at in his career.
You know, it was, you know, obviously we spent a lot of time watching this past season. You know, being in Chicago last year, we had an upfront view of our game when we played here in Atlanta. But, you know, we studied, you know, every drop back pass, every play action pass, everything that Matt did this past year. And, you know, we thought as a staff that he was still performing at a high level. He could still do everything that was needed to run this offense. And, you know, I look forward to working with him. And, you know, he has a very unique skill set, and he's been doing it in this league for a long time at a high level. And we expect that to continue this year.
And what did you all see in McCarron, and what attracted you all to Franks when you got to pick a player in the undrafted pool?
Well, I'll start with AJ. You know, AJ's going on year number 7, and he's been in the league a while. Now, he didn't have a lot of starts in the league, but he's been in a lot of systems. He's seen a lot. The biggest thing with AJ right now is just terminology. He's familiar with most of the schemes that we're running here, but he may have called it one thing in one place, and we call it one thing here. So for him, it's just kind of changing the terminology in his mind. But, he's a vet. He's seen a lot. He's been in the playoffs before. So, we were excited to get AJ on board. And then as far as Felipe is concerned in the free agent market, we evaluated all the quarterbacks, and, Felipe has a really unique skill set. He's got a strong arm. He's a big athletic guy. And he had traits that, as an offensive staff, we were excited about, and we wanted to work with him. And we were thrilled to get him in the undrafted process.
Coach Charles London, quarterbacks, let's keep it moving. We're going to go to Coach Gary Emanuel. He's a little bit longer. We've got 218 of Coach Gary.
Yes, Coach, how you doing? Just wanted to check in with you, dear Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. What are you seeing some of the issues with regards to the defensive front, and what's your philosophy on rushing the quarterback?
First of all, it's an honor to be here and work with these guys. So we'll have to see what they do out there once we get in practice. The issues are standing with all teams in the league. You got to have guys that can win some one-on-ones as far as rushing the quarterback goes. And also just the ability to have some kind of concepts as far as rushing the quarterback and staying in your lanes and, doing those kind of things. But basically, you want to have guys that can have the ability to win some one-on-ones. And, looking forward to working with all the guys that are there in the program or here on the team. Then we'll see where we go from there. But, it's hard to really say something based on what you've seen off film until you actually get to work with guys and you're teaching them what the scheme of the defense is.
And what is your plan for Grady Jarrett on one end of the spectrum, and then an improvement plan for Dante Fowler on the coming off of his season?
Well, I can speak about Grady because Grady will be in my position. Dante will be
with the outside linebacker.
You have to ask that coach when he speaks there. So, but Grady is a guy that Grady has proven that he's a tremendous football player. He does a lot of things real well. He has ability to play against the run. He has ability to play against the pass. And he's a great human being. The little bit I've had the chance to visit with him through our Zoom meeting, because obviously you're not in person to see anybody, so it's really hard to get a true feel for somebody. But based on what I've seen of him on film, he's a tremendous worker, and we expect some great things out of Grady to keep progressing like he has been doing and keep being a leader like he has been.
Thank you, Coach.
Tori Matthews.
There's Coach Emanuel with a little bit of breaking news. The Fowler's defensive end and RDE, but he lined up on the left a lot last year. But they're going to a 3-4, and he's an outside linebacker. So the staff pointed to the new designations on the team's official media site, and all the linemen are just called D-linemen. The linebackers are called inside linebackers or outside linebackers. The safeties are called, it looks like the strong safeties are called defensive backs, and the free safeties are called, I think, just safety. And then the cornerbacks, of course, cornerbacks. So, this is part of the multiple world that Dean Pease is getting ready to take us into. We'll have to translate. We'll have our guys around town. Chuck Smith will translate the D-line for us. We'll have folks translate. I don't want to give up all my people, but we'll have folks translating for us to what they're actually doing and making sure they're staying true to what they're calling it and so forth. But they're going 3-4. They can say multiple all they want. They wouldn't have put all them linebackers out there if they weren't going 3-4. So here we go. TJ Yates, passing game specialist.
What's it like, coming back here as a coach, growing up in the area and, playing here and now coaching?
It couldn't be a more perfect situation for my family and I. My wife,
her whole side of the family, my whole side of the family, we're all here still in Atlanta. So coming from Houston, being getting the opportunity to come here, coach, place where I played, and place where I grew up is kind of like a dream come true for us. Perfect scenario for my family and I.
What are some of the jobs and details of the quarterback specialist or passing game specialist? I hope I got that right.
Yeah, passing game specialist. You know, I'm basically going to be working with all the skill guys. You know, quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, tight ends. You know, obviously, you know, specializing in the passing game. You know, throughout the season, I'll be helping game plan. You know, the passing game as well. So, not specifically tied to one position. Kind of working with the whole skill set.
Thanks, TJ.
Torrey?
Yeah, TJ. What? TJ Yates. Good guy here. Was here in 2014. Owns career records at North Carolina and single game season records. So we just want to let you all hear from the coaches this week. We getting ready for the rookie mini camp this weekend. We'll be out there for the 30 minutes of activities we get, and we'll go online for the virtual media availability. But, we hadn't heard from the coaches, not all of them. We did have a story on Coach London and his desire to move up through the ranks as a quarterback's coach, then to a coordinator position to maybe one day be a head coach in the league. TJ aspires to do that also. TJ played at North Carolina where Arthur Smith had just got done playing, and he was a grad assistant when TJ was there. For his freshman year. So, you know, the connections are limitless in the coaching world, or boundless, I guess is the correct way to say it. But, yeah, just a short one this week. Wanted to get ready. We got access all week and rookie mini camp. So go to AJC.com for your latest stories. A lot of notes up there on what the coaching staff thinks of Isaiah Oliver, the offensive lineman, the cover 9 at 9, covers a lot of ground this week with the offensive line coach, Dwayne Ledford. We left him out of this one, but we'll get back to him next week. So with that, we're going to get on out of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Get ready for a lot of action the rest of this week through the weekend with the rookie mini camp going through Sunday. Take care and have a great rest of the week.
Hip hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop story.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut, are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.